Sunday was Jesus' day. It was wrong to feel comfortable or laugh on Sunday. The little boy was glad when the superintendent thumped the bell and announced, "We will now sing the closing hymn." One more bad hour was over. For one more week, the little boy had got rid of Jesus. Years went by, and the boy grew up and became a businessman. He began to wonder about Jesus. He said to himself, "Only strong, magnetic men inspire great enthusiasm and build great organizations. Yet Jesus built the greatest organization of all. It is extraordinary." The more sermons the man heard and the more books he read, the more mystified he became. One day, he decided to wipe his mind clean of books and sermons. He said, "I will read what the men who knew Jesus personally said about him. I will read about him as though he were a new historical character, about whom I had never heard anything at all." The man was amazed. A physical weakling? Where did they get that idea? Jesus pushed a plane and swung in ads. He was a successful carpenter. He slept outdoors and spent his days walking around his favorite lake. His muscles were so strong, when he drove the money changers out, nobody dared to oppose him. A killjoy. He was the most popular dinner guest in Jerusalem. The criticism which proper people made was that he spent too much time with publicans and sinners. Very good fellows on the whole, the man thought, and enjoyed society too much. They called him a wine-bibber and a gluttonous man. A failure. He picked up 12 men from the bottom ranks of business and forged them into an organization that conquered the world. When the man had finished his reading, he exclaimed, "This is a man nobody knows." "Someday," said he, "someone will write a book about Jesus. Every businessman will read it and send it to his partners and his salesmen, for it will tell the story of the founder of modern business." So the man waited for someone to write the book, but no one did. Instead, more books were published about the Lamb of God, who was weak and unhappy and glad to die. The man became impatient. One day, he said, "I believe I will try to write that book myself." And he did. The Man Nobody Knows, Chapter 1, The Executive. It was very late in the afternoon. If you would like to learn the measure of a man, that is the time of day to watch him. We are all half an inch taller in the morning than at night. It is fairly easy to take a large view of things when the mind is rested and the nerves are calm. But the day is a steady drain of small annoyances, and the difference in the size of men becomes hourly more apparent. The little man loses his temper. The big man takes a firmer hold. It was very late in the afternoon in Galilee. The dozen men who had walked all day over the dusty roads were hot and tired, and the sight of a village was very cheering as they looked down on it from the top of a little hill. Their leader, deciding that they had gone far enough, sent two members of the party ahead to arrange for accommodations.